Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Confusing today, so what did we end up voting on?
Well, we voted on a resolution that directs the county executive or his designees to release the Pagula Sports Entertainment Study if it's in their possession. And we also tried to get seats at the table for the legislature in any negotiating meetings. My colleagues in the Democratic caucus voted no on having a seat at the table. I think that's wrong. I believe we should have as transparent a process as possible. And we were each elected to represent approximately 86,000 people in various districts across Erie County. Those people deserve to know what's going on to the best of our ability. Now we're going to rely on secondhand information when it comes time to voting on something that could cost taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars over the next several decades, and they won't have a seat at the table in the negotiations.
You know, you started this as saying you wanted to see the report. Whatever report that might be, but you know, you got that result today. So was this a good result, even though you didn't get that seat at the table?
Look, in terms of getting the study, it is a good result, and I'm glad that my colleagues across the aisle agreed that it should be, you know, put into the public eye. But, you know, like anything, the conversation evolved, and it evolved based on, you know, comments that we received from constituents. It evolved based on discussions that we had here internally, and that involvement turned into having a seat at the table with the ultimate negotiations. You know, it shouldn't be lost on anyone that the 11 members of this body are really the final say in whether or not a contract is approved. If we don't have a seat at the table to find out what's happening while it's happening, our constituents are being given a disservice. Today, my colleagues in the minority put forward a resolution that would have given us a seat at the table so that our constituents would know what's going on. The Democrats in the legislature voted against it.
Now, you wouldn't exactly have had a seat at the table, though. You would have just kind of been at the sidelines. So I guess what's the difference between getting a report from the county executive as to what's going on, and you just sitting there and not being able to contribute?
Sure. The difference is, rather than getting information secondhand from the county executive, which could be couched in a bias that the county executive wants to provide, we would have had actual eyeballs from the legislature in the meetings. We would know what's going on, and when it ultimately comes to us for a vote, we could make a better informed decision. We would also be able to keep our constituents better apprised of what's going on by having our actual eyes and ears in the room. The county executive, despite what he might want to say, has his own bias. The Pagulas have their own bias. We, as members of the legislature, are the people's direct representatives in county government. We should have a seat at that table so that we can directly report to them what's happening.
Can't you contend, though, that it would be highly unusual to have people sitting in? I mean, the Pagulas aren't sitting in, and they have a huge stake in this as well. They're trusting their people to make the best decision for them.
Look, the Pagulas are a private entity, and they can make the decisions that they want to make. And if they want to be in there, they can be in there. If they don't, they don't have to. We're elected by people in this community to be their eyes, ears, and voice when it comes to their tax dollars. We should have every tool at our disposal when doing so. Being in the room provides us that tool.
As far as I know, the county executive says he's not in possession of the report that Pagula Sports and Entertainment Commission. Do you not believe him? Do you think he should be getting it?
What I'll say is this. You know, I've been dealing with the county executive for 10 years in my role as a legislator. I don't necessarily believe that he's always dealt with me in good faith. I also think that wordplay is important. The county executive might not be in possession of it, but his agents or his designees certainly may be. And if he's not in possession of it, then he should be, because he's dealing with the Pagulas on a potential $1.4 billion ask. He should know exactly why they're asking for a new stadium. He should know what the Pagulas are basing that ask on, and he should have every tool at his disposal as well. So he should have the study, or his representative should have the study, and if they do, the public should have it as well.
What do you say to the county executive's argument that that is technically the Pagulas' property, not his, even though he's a public official?
Sure. The Pagulas paid for the study. It was their property at that point. Once they gave it to Empire State Development, the county executive, and any other state or government representative, it becomes a public document that's part of the public record. You know, they're relying on that in their ask to spend hundreds of millions of dollars, if not $1 billion or more, in public money. The public should be able to see why they're asking for that. They should be able to see the reasoning they're basing it on. And if all of that is in that study, we should see it as well.
Is there a deadline for him to turn over that study to you guys?
The deadline should be as soon as possible. If we have to clarify that, we will. But if he has it or his representatives have it, I expect to see it soon.
And more on that, the idea of a deadline, what does it exactly mean that this resolution, what does it require the county executive to do in terms of a time?
It's a good point. There was no time frame put on it. So, you know, in my experience, when we don't put a time frame on it, it means as soon as possible. So if the county executive or his representatives have the study in their possession, I expect it to be clocked into the legislature ASAP.
Joe, what do you make of this report that the governor sort of threw on us yesterday without much detail of what it is? You want to know more about that?
I'm a little confused by it, but, you know, it's not surprising that the state would want to have its own study when dealing, with negotiations with the Pagulas on a new stadium, especially when the Pagulas have already made it perfectly clear that they're not going to sign a lease extension without an agreement for a new stadium. So, if the state is doing one, that study should be made public as well. If Kathy Hochul, governor, is going to release it, then good for her. But also, if she has the Pagula study, she should release that one, too.
Did it sound to you like it sort of changed the game yesterday? You know, she got asked, is the downtown stadium a done deal? And she actively didn't say no then.
You know, the downtown stadium is certainly an interesting conversation, and one that, you know, is further evidence that we should be having open and transparent discussions at the county legislature about what the Pagulas and the state and the county are asking for. Putting a stadium downtown would displace residents. Putting a stadium downtown would likely increase the cost for infrastructure that we don't have. Putting a stadium downtown changes the game entirely and might further burden taxpayers that we all represent. So, you know, it's further evidence that if there are studies that exist, if there is information that's out there, we as members of the legislature should have eyes and ears in the room to know exactly what it is that we're going to be asked to vote on in the coming months.
Just to be clear, having legislators in the negotiating room, that wasn't part of the resolution you guys introduced last week, right?
No, it actually was. So okay. that was our, yeah, it, that was in our original resolution. At this morning's caucus session, one of our colleagues across the aisle took issue with the language any and all legislators, thinking that it would be too many cooks in the kitchen. So we worked on an amendment that changed it from any and all to two designations from each caucus. They didn't want that either. They're, as I said on the floor, they provide lip service to transparency, and every time they have the opportunity to vote for transparency, they vote against it. So shame on them. We have an opportunity here really to make a decision that's going to affect people for years and decades to come. The fact that they didn't want all the information available, that they didn't want to be in the room, is a disservice to the people that they represent.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.